O'Hero Braided Line is the only gel sponge fiber line that comes in four colors, including our multicolor braid, which changes every 10 yards for trolling and deep dropping. O'Hero Braided Line is not only the thinnest line in the fishing industry, but also ranks as the highest in abrasion resistance, using the highest and latest technology. O'Hero Braid will cast further and last longer. It comes in many spool sizes from 150 yards to bulk size. Very importantly, with great prices. You can find O'Hero Braided Line at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or online at justforfishing.com.
Precision Tackle manufactures the best performance floats on the market today. The Cajun Thunder, Back Bay, and Blue Water Thunder all offer quality floats that is the industry's first weighted surface-to-surface course with a noise-attracting click. No gimmicks, just a quality float that delivers trip after trip. Take it from me, Captain Jason Prieto. These floats will put more fish on the boat. From the original Cajun Thunder to the all-new Back Bay Thunder, you will catch more fish. You can pick one up at Tampa Fishing Outfitters or other retailers near you.
Welcome to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show, home of the premier guides and tapmel.com.
There's lots of good eating fish out there. You don't have to be snacking down on carp anymore.
Captain Jason Prieto, Neil Taylor, and Danny Guarino give you the latest fishing forecast to keep you dialed in on the fish.
First of all, it shouldn't smell like fish.
So get ready for an hour of learning, laughs, and a little bit of cutting up.
You chose as your topic fish.
Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show starts now.
Now. This segment brought to you by Grizzly Coolers, coolers that are made to last a lifetime. For more information on Grizzly Coolers, check out their website at grizzlycoolers.com or visit a retailer near you.
And welcome to another great episode of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. Myself, Captain Jason Prieto's in the studios. Captain Travis in the house.
Present again.
Yes, sir. You are, man. You are you're
on
like
point,
the,
man.
You're the radio nerd, man. You show up every day.
I know it.
Good thing you show up, because, you know, I took off last week, went on a cruise.
You did.
And, you know, right before we went live on Facebook, I had to put my my room number in my phone just in case I didn't make it back, and I didn't want to forget it. So, but anyhow, we're going to talk fishing. We're going to talk about a special fishing tournament. We got some special people in our studios.
We do.
And I'm going to let you say the name so I don't mess them up.
We do. We've got Chasten Whitfield.
That's with an E-N. I'm not sure.
It is an E-N. So, yes, I apologize to all the social media people out there. I misspelled her name on our flyer, so I personally apologize for that. But we're definitely glad to have you guys in the house. Looks like you got your friend Aaliyah with us.
Aaliyah.
And they're going to be talking with us, guys, talking a little bit about some of the stuff they do and some upcoming tournament that they have. And get some airtime for them, and we'll talk to them a little bit about what they've got going on. But in the meantime, let's talk a little bit of fishing. We'll kind of open it up. I'll go ahead and rock and roll. I mean, redfish has been my thing. I know Jason's been on a cruise, but redfishing's been good. Plenty of bait out there, plenty of fish to be had, redfish and snook. So that's really about all, you know, hot. It's been super, super hot. Looking forward to this transition for fall coming along and getting some cooler water temps and cooler weather to fish in. But overall, the fishing has been really good, coming off a great full moon, and looking forward to a good fall. So what did you do after you got back from the cruise, Jay?
I slept 2 days. I was I was deprived on sleep, and you know, cruises are a lot of adult beverages and sleep, and I earned less sleep, and that's what I did. So
you mean you didn't go see Mickey Mouse and go on a slippy slide?
No, we went on a Disney cruise. This was adults cruise. But it was good. You know, it's my first vacation this year. I've been overworked and underpaid, and good thing is I fish for a living, so being overworked fishing is not a bad thing. But it was nice to get away for a few days. I needed a few more. We only did a 3-day cruise, so the bad thing about if you ever do a cruise, I don't know if you've ever been.
I've never been on a cruise.
Cruise is cool, but the 3 days, it's like, it's a race. And there's not enough days, and everything's on a agenda.
I'd be the guy that shows up with my trolling rods and my plugs.
Man,
you know, and ask them to slow down a little bit so I could, you know, maybe get some wahoo or some mahi or something out there, but I'd probably get told I couldn't do that.
No, yeah, weather was nice, no kudos to Carnival. I'll never go on their cruise again. It was a horrible cruise.
Oh,
it was fun. I mean, it's always fun when you're on vacation, but the Carnival, don't ever do it. I've been on Royal Caribbean 3 times. Way better. Nice. Way better. But nice. It was good to get away. It was good to get a little break. Got back in the mix this week and did some fishing. And, we kind of picked up where we left. It wasn't really good, but it wasn't really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So it was steady. I had the fortunate, I took vacation around a full moon, typical fisherman, get away from that full moon.
Yeah.
So the bait was really was easy this week.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, it was awesome. We had awesome.
Well, there we go. I left and it got better. So, but, the snook fishing's continued to be good. We're catching a lot of smalls. We're seeing some schools of reds. I didn't get on any redfish earlier this week for the simple fact that
I didn't
target them. Yeah, well, I wasn't here when I got back. They wanted to catch fish to eat, so the snapper bite's consistent. We're still limiting out when we really try. It's not as good as it was in July, but it's better than what it'll be next month, so you're somewhere in between. And we did some trout fishing. That was horrible. And the snook and snapper is what we did this week so far, and it's been good. Tomorrow I'm actually going to go out and look for some schools of reds. I'm taking, I don't know his name right offhand, but he writes for he does the fishing column for the Bradenton Herald.
And if Herald?
I said that, Herald. But anyways, I'm taking the guy that writes the Sunday thing fishing. So
nice.
Hopefully we can find some reds.
Nice.
We're not going to be going to fill the cooler, so.
Triton will be out and about, so just.
So I'll look for you.
Just stay away from
me.
I'm be fishing catfish holes. But no, the fishing has been good, right? You're right, Jay, and I fished through that full moon. Real quick, one of the things that was really cool I wanted to mention is that I caught the tiny tarpon bite. It's starting to show back up. I made a trip down south and fished down, in the Punta Gorda area, and had a good client come up and meet me down there from Naples. And we did, we went 2 for 3 on tarpon, did real well on tarpon. Spent the morning, throwing actually artificials and catching a bunch of pompano. We caught a bunch of trout, actually, good-sized trout in the morning, and we did some tarpon fishing in the afternoon. So that's picking up for any of you guys that like to do the fall tarpon, especially as they move up into the bay. I know it's happening up here, too. So keep on look for those. If you're not wanting to chase any redfish, there are some tarpon that move up close to the river system.
Well, ladies, do we have any fishing reports?
Yeah.
I mean, the rule of thumb is the women always outfish guys.
Absolutely.
So I know you guys, they're like, that's all you guys caught. You did a few tarpon, a few snook. We caught way more than that.
Sadly, we didn't. Red tide just hit Lombok Key. So bait is all over the surface right now. All the bait is dead.
Yeah.
We have a video of it, and it is like, the whole pass is nothing but dead bait.
Yeah, you guys live down there, and I live in Ruskin, he's in Ruskin. Well, I'm at Apollo Beach, but I'm moving to Ruskin, he's in Ruskin. Mm-hmm. And from the outsider looking in, as far as Sarasota and all that, you guys always have red tide. I always think the blooms are from, there's so much development down there.
It comes from offshore, too, and there's the intercoastal right there, the way that it's split between the island and the inshore there. I think it's just like a habitat and all that grass fly there, man. It's kind of weird because you guys normally get it. If it's around Sarasota Bay, normally gets it. Same with like Placida and Boca Grande, too. I think it just has to do with maybe some of that algae.
Well, for whatever reason, and you live down there, Sarasota seems to always get hit.
That's what I mean.
St. Pete's down in Boca Grande.
Yep. Yeah.
But Sarasota's like the center point for red tide.
Yes, it stinks, like literally.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
And I haven't really personally seen bad red tide since 2005. I mean, people say there's red tide. I'm like, we don't really get it on Ruskin.
And it's kind of funny because if it does get in the bay is when it's dangerous because we're inside of it.
We're like the last
estuary.
Yeah.
So if it gets inside there, it's big trouble. But we have been fortunate for really about as long as I can remember of having a bad algae, bad red tide bloom. So that's unfortunate for you guys. But so outside of that, obviously the fishing gets affected, but are you guys still catching fish? Or?
We've been catching, some flounder in the little sand holes. And
mm-hmm.
I've seen redfish. I haven't caught them yet, but I saw them.
Saw them?
I saw
That's
them.
She started
right?
to sound like
them.
The tournament anglers at ISA.
Yeah.
I saw them.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
If you guys ever want to hear some real good fish stories, just go to the captain's meeting at the IFA.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
It gets good there.
What kind of fish do you guys normally fish for when you guys do go out fishing?
Like snook, trout. I really
basic
like
inshore stuff?
Yeah.
Redfish?
Tarpon have kind of disappeared. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're long gone.
We get them in the bay this time, in the rivers and stuff. But we've had so much rain that we haven't really been able to get in.
Mm-hmm.
to go try to target them because the bait dies. But we get them up in the Hillsborough River, Alafaya River, Little Manatee, all the way down.
Palm River.
Yeah, Palm River. They'll get them up in the estuaries. And what's crazy, though, is especially like Little Manatee in particular, because it's basically just creeks, the feeder creeks everywhere that feed out. You'll have tarpon that are 8 pounds, 20 pounds, 70 pounds, 120 pounds. So you don't know which rod to use for them, which is kind of confusing. You know, you don't want to catch a, you know, use the big rod on a 100 or a 10-pound tarpon, but same place you're going to catch 120. It's like a mixture of fish. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's all just attributed to the shipping channel. That's what makes Tampa Bay unique is the depth we have in the shipping channel. And it just calls the highway for all these fish, you know. So eventually after the main tarpon run, they'll end up running up the channel, basically, pretty much following the bait pods, and they'll push their way all the way up into the north side of Tampa Bay, and they'll sit up there for a little while, and then a lot of the bigger fish will end up moving out. But throughout, you know, pretty much December, you can catch juvenile tarpon in most of the rivers and creek systems along the south shore and all the way up to Tampa, you know, North Tampa. So we do get a pretty good tarpon bite, you know, for the end of the year.
So you're saying that down in Sarasota, you guys got a lot of dead bait down there?
Yeah.
Really?
Mostly.
Really? Maybe that's what the redfins are in the day.
Yeah, I mean, we just fished the IFA Sarasota event, and I know that we did quite a bit of scouting down there, and we both didn't fish down there because it was just kind of a ghost town as far as the redfish were concerned. Mm-hmm. A few buddies told me they found some here and there, a couple pods, this and that, but nowhere near
weights were down.
What it normally should be in Sarasota Bay this time of
usually
year.
Usually,
so.
You're in the 15 range in September out of Sarasota, and I think 14-3 won it, and we were in 7th with 12-something. So the weights were definitely down, and I don't know if you looked at the results. Half the field didn't even weigh.
It was a tough day. I mean, it was a tough day red fishing in general. We had three really nice tides coming up towards the tournament, and then we had the flip tide on the day of the tournament. So everything changed from the water depth to clear. I mean, it was just like everything kind of changed, and so it made it kind of a struggle to find fish, especially if you were on fish and pattern fish the couple days up to it. But that's fishing, and that's just how it is. So you just got to deal with it. But it was a tough tournament.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were pretty happy. I actually expect it to be in the top five just based on us pre-fishing.
Sure.
And you expect it to be definitely better than you were.
I expect, yeah.
Travis got off the game. We had a game plan, and Travis veered off in left field, and he never came back.
I rolled the dice, and they came up empty. But that's tournament.
If anybody would have got off the game plan, it would have been me.
It
was usually more patient than me.
I preached it all day.
You did. I was like, oh, I'm gonna want to go somewhere else. We literally had to wait these fish like 5 hours. We knew that they were gonna come out of a certain area, and we're just waiting on low tide. And me and my partner, we power pulled down, and at one point I knew there was no fish. We went up down right in that area, so there's no fish. I just sat there.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we had like 5 minutes, and I looked at Travis, and he's going down the flat, and then he never came back. And
well, there they were. We had one shot.
Yeah.
We ended up getting one shot, but it just wasn't the right one. So.
Yeah, the fish that you made longer that.
Oh, easy killer.
No,
easy
you made
killer.
It shorter, but you altered the tail, right?
I didn't make it anything.
That makes a lot of sense.
I didn't make it anything. That is
no,
sure.
Technically, it had an altered tail to make the fish longer.
Yeah. It ended up, the story goes, and we got to wrap it up here for this segment, but the story goes is that when I was catching the redfish, the line actually hit the back of his tail and put a rip in the bottom of his, like the middle part of his tail. Mm-hmm. And in the ride back to the tournament, to the weigh-in, he was kind of sloshing around the well. We ran a pretty good ways and ended up kind of breaking the tail a little bit more, and the piece was hanging off. So they kind of gigged me at the weigh-in for it. But we only had one fish, so it wasn't a big deal.
You got DQ'd for making
the
fish bigger.
But we had the one fish. We had a perfect,
one.
Nice 27-inch redfish, but it was kind of an ordeal at the weigh-in. But all said and done, the officials did the right thing after we pulled it out of the bag and everything, and we saw it. So everything was washed there, but
well,
it is
know,
what it is.
Real quick before we go to break, it's funny. You know, I walked over, and I was kind of defending your fish, and you what? Which I just said I thought it was dumb that they were DQing a fish that you made longer.
I just knew that we only had one fish, and so really it wasn't worth fighting for. And to be honest with you, after I looked at the fish on the board, the tail had broke, you know, but it wasn't anything we did. It was just part of it.
Yeah, no, I got where they did it, but it was funny. It actually made the fish longer on the scale, which made no sense, but...
It is what it is, brother.
Well, guys, we'll take a little break. We get back. We'll be talking more fishing. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040 The Team. We'll be right back.
It gets hotter than a Bruce. We lay rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little pretty, but we never got.
Captain Jason Prieto here, and if you're in the market for a new boat, I can't think of a better choice than Canyon Bay Boats. From their 2470 with its huge front deck to the popular 2400 with its full transom and offshore capabilities, they have the perfect boat for you. Each boat is custom built to fit your fishing style, and they have an option list that will make any angler glad they chose Canyon Bay. If you would like more information on Canyon Bay, check out their website at www.canyonbayboats.com or just give them a call for a sea trial at 727-639-7584.
The Skyway Fishing Piers open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drive up to terrific action at bare minimum expense. No fishing license necessary. Enjoy some great fishing action at the mouth of Tampa Bay. Take advantage of our expert staff, rod rentals, and enjoy some awesome rod bending action from both our north and south piers. We are looking forward to seeing you at the Skyway Piers.
The face of NBC's NFL Sunday Night Football is Dan Patrick. Award-winning, iconic, and somewhat entertaining. Cue Dan weekday mornings 9 to noon on Sports Talk AM 1040, The Team. Dan and the Danettes bring along the best guest, the best look at all sports, even soccer. Well, okay, maybe not soccer. NBC's Dan Patrick, weekday mornings 9 to noon, only on AM 1040, The Team, SportsTalkFlorida.com, and the Gotta Know Florida app.
The tides and weather are brought to you by Werner Paddle. For decades, Werner Paddles have been handcrafted in the USA, making great paddles for kayak anglers. If you're looking for a new paddle, look to Werner and try one today, because a great fishing paddle is a great paddling paddle. Go to WernerPaddles.com to locate a dealer near you.
And we're back. Another great episode of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show. You're listening to myself, Captain Travis Yackel, and I got my buddy, my good buddy, when he wants to
Listen, that's the first time I've broken a sweat trying to get on Facebook
Live. The first time you've ever broken a sweat.
Let's face it.
And we got good friends in here, Chasten Whitfield and her friend Aaliyah, and they're going to be talking this segment. We're going to kind of dedicate it to them, and then we'll brush up on tides and weather at the end, but...
Tide. Guess what the tides and weather are real fast. It's going to be sunny in the morning, rain in the afternoon.
That's not a tide.
And the tide is moving. That's the weather. And the tide's going to be moving. There you go.
Tide's going to be moving. All right, that's for me. We got that out of the way. Let's get to the real point of this whole situation here. So Chasten, tell us a little bit. We're going to kind of hand it over, but tell us a little bit about what you guys have got going on. Tell us a little bit about your organization that you do and kind of... fill our listeners in on what you guys are all about.
So, hi, I'm Chasten. And me and I have like a little group of my friends and I who we go around and teach at tackle stores and churches and Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts and schools and all that. And we teach kids about fishing. But we also teach them about like to do your own thing. Like go with what your heart says. Don't listen to what the bullies are telling you, whatever. Do what your heart says. But I also have a fishing team, and if we win, what we do is if we win a tournament, then we give the money back to a charity. So, like, Face Autism, the Kitty Pole Classic, which is coming up Sunday, October 16th, by the way.
Sunday, October 16th, Kitty Pole Classic.
At 8 a.m., and it's only $25 per boat. So it's a lot of fun.
And I've heard about this. Now that we're talking about it, this isn't the first time you guys have done it, right?
This is the fourth year.
Third or fourth year. Because I know I've heard about it. I always see some pretty cool pictures. Where's the event actually held out of, and how can people get involved and get signed up?
It is held at Palmasola.
Boat ramp.
Yes. Thank you.
Which is right there off of Manatee Avenue, just before you get to Kingfish, before you go over the bridge. It's right there on the left.
First bridge you go over. And you can go on to Facebook. It's on my Facebook page. It's on my website, which is ChastenWhitfield.com. Or you can go on to FaceAutism.org, and it should be up there as well.
Well, Chasten, first, I want to tell you guys that I've been guiding 12 years. been fishing all my life, and I've got two daughters that are 8 and 3. They'll be 9 and 4 next month.
I've got an 11-month-old.
Yeah, he's got an 11-month-old. Oh, he's still changing diapers. Yeah. He's just the ugly part of life.
But she'd probably roll out in the kiddie pool.
But I admire what you guys are doing.
Absolutely.
And that's why I kind of seen some of the stuff through Facebook, and I just thought it was a good thing. And actually, I think, what's his name? Nate. Mm-hmm. I seen Nate. I know he really helps you out and does some stuff, and Nate's a good guy. And I had seen that he had shared some stuff, and last night I actually went to your site because I want to learn a little bit more about everything, and it's a great site, by the way. And I really admire what you guys are doing as young anglers, as young girls, guys. It doesn't really matter the who it is. It's just that you're doing something good at an age that is a lot easier to do stuff bad than good nowadays. And it's good to see that. And, you know, with us having daughters, it obviously hits a spot with us. And I think it's good that you're out there. You've got, and when I was reading to your site, I was like, okay, well, what's their focus? So they just, you know, a lot of people in the industry, they get in the industry, but they don't have something that drives them. They don't have something.
A mission.
They don't have a mission that they're you know, a goal that's something that's like, okay, you're doing this for what?
Yeah.
And you guys have a good mission, a good goal, and I can say any way we can help you out in the future, just ask us. But I think it's really neat what you guys are doing, and I think you'll get a lot of backing on it because it's a good cause, and you know, young people.
I think anybody would be stupid not to get involved.
Yeah, young people in the industry.
Everything that's going on right now in the world.
It's glad to see good stuff.
It's very refreshing to have this come in here to us. I mean, because we're just old fishermen, so we're just talking about fish and whining about this or griping about this, you know. And so it really is refreshing to get you guys in here and kind of get a breath of fresh air and really talk about something that's positive in the industry and hopefully gets kids into fishing because that's a big part of it. You know, there's too many kids nowadays that are on their cell phones or on their video games or, you know, stuck in the house and doing all sorts of other things. And so you guys provide an outlet for some of these kids is really remarkable, especially, you know, how young you guys are. And so hats off to you guys and what you're doing. And again, give us that information one more time. If you guys do want to fish the Kitty Pole Classic, this is how you get involved.
It is Sunday, October 16th, and you can go on my website, chastenwhitfield.com, or my Facebook page, either one. And you can sign up online, or I think you can sign up at the Cause Palmasola Boat Ramp. And it starts at 8 a.m., and it's only $25 to enter. And 100% of the proceeds go straight to Face Autism. Like, we take the money, count it, and hand it to the director. Like,
that's awesome.
Physically.
That's awesome. That's what you call 100% payback.
Yeah.
For all the big red fish guys, that's a real 100% payback, guys. And like I said, you know, hats off to you guys. That's awesome. You know, we're glad we can try to help out. And anybody watching, you know, make sure if you don't have anything going on that day to get down there. And now, there is a tournament, but is there an event or is there a barbecue or is there anything else anybody can get involved in if they don't want to fish?
I think there is going to be food, barbecue. There's an amazing barbecue place that comes there every year.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, it's so good. But there's also, like, silent auction stuff that you can bid on.
Bid on stuff.
Like little goodie bags and stuff.
Awesome. Awesome. And anybody that, you know, wants to support your cause, Chasten, is there a way just outside of, let's say, this tournament or whatever, if somebody wants to get on board and provide you with some sponsorship or some support, how would they go about doing that?
Well, I have these new shirts.
Okay.
And
which are really cool, by the way.
Can't see them.
Look at that. They got like a pink tarpon scale going on the side. That's pretty
cool.
They're
$35, and the proceeds go to me taking terminally ill kids fishing. Like I took this one little boy with spina bifida
or something like that. I know what you're, we get it. Yeah.
Don't worry, we're fishing guys.
Yeah,
we don't
trust me. Spiny was fine.
I took him fishing a couple months ago and it was amazing. He started doing donuts in the wheelchair.
That's
just
awesome.
Like seeing him forget all of his problems for a day was amazing. It was hard not to cry.
Sure.
I sucked it up and I didn't cry, but it was amazing.
Well, that's awesome. That is really awesome, especially I know the gratification I get about taking like a first time angler out or something and they see their first fish or whatever. But when you get them that young and knowing that you're really giving that giving that individual, that or that young person, a memory that they're going to hold with them for a long time is really special. Absolutely. So,
and since we're doing Facebook Live, they can find your Facebook page at Chasten Whitfield 4A Calls Fishing, correct?
Yes.
So you just search that, and you should be able to find all the information on there. And then the website, is it Facebook/autism.org? Is that where the money's going, all the proceeds?
I have to double check on that. Is that where?
It was on here. I didn't want to mess it up.
It's go for it.
It's space-autism.org.
Okay, I had it close. I thought maybe that was
he can't read. He can't read. No, so it does say face, and Chastity got it right. But
unfortunately, well, I was thinking maybe I was saying
Facebook.
Who says face without book anymore? Come on. We're social media. All right, I'm going to ask you guys some questions. The best question I like to ask people, especially, you know, younger anglers, you guys obviously have a passion for fishing. What's your best memories? What really got you hooked on fishing?
Well, I've always been fishing since I was little. I pretty much was raised on a boat. And so I've always been fishing. But I started fishing tournaments and started fishing, like, for real and actually going somewhere with it when middle school. I was getting made fun of because I was the only girl that fished at my school, and all my friends would say, oh, you're never going to make it in the fishing world. You're going to get pushed out. You're never going to make it. You suck. You can't fish. And so my mom was like, no, why don't you try a tournament? I was like, okay. So I did a tournament. I got first, and I've been hooked ever since. So.
Yeah, tournaments will definitely do that.
Standing
up on that stage with that check, I was like, you know what? I don't mind this. This isn't that bad.
Right? And then you say, look at me now.
Yeah. Yep.
And you know, to add to just winning a tournament, because you know, we both fish a lot of tournaments, and you always want to do good, but you're actually taking the winnings and doing something that's helping others, and I think that's huge, and that shows a lot about your character for sure. I can tell you a little memory about me, and it goes back to tournaments.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, listen, black and white was not around then, but...
They were always around.
Growing up, my mom's ex-boyfriend, he was a really good fisherman, and I always said that's about all he was good for, but... He really got me hooked on fishing, and I was probably 10, 11, something like that. And I remember fishing some of the local tournaments down there, like when you used to be able to keep snook, and they used to have these local tournaments.
We used to fish the Alify catfish.
Oh, everybody fished that. But this was actually snook tournaments when we'd bring the big snook in and he was a really good snook fisherman. I mean, he was good. He caught a lot of big snook, and I learned quite a bit from him. But I fished the tournament. We fished all night through the day. It was crazy. And you just don't really see that stuff anymore. But it really, you know, I think he took second place or something. I mean, there was big snook up there, and I didn't win anything because I was 13. But it was cool to be in that thing.
Oh,
It really got me hooked. And we used to go, we'd wade fish Apollo Beach. We'd go out there in a jumbo and wade fish probably 3-4 times a week. And just getting out there in the afternoon, evening, and just some of the stuff we would catch. We didn't catch a lot of fish like we do on charters, but we caught when we did catch stuff. We're kind of targeting big stuff. So, you know, sometimes it was a shark, sometimes it was a cobia. We fish a lot down at Apollo Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, where all the big houses are now.
Oh, yeah.
Right there on the point. There used to didn't be them houses there. And that channel, you just have everything running in and out of there a lot. But it really got me hooked on fishing. And
the point you bring up real quick before we go to break, I just want to, I'll wrap it up. But the point you really make, what I hear, is it really, and I believe the same thing, is when you tournament fish, you have a reason. You've got a reason, you've got a cause over and greater than catching the fish or something beyond, whether it's the competition or whatever. And
yeah, I just usually try to beat you.
Well, and it closely relates to what you guys are doing. So, and it's right in the title of your organization or whatever, but, you know, you're for a cause. And so you guys are fishing for a reason, and it really puts purpose to what you're doing, not only getting out there having a good day on the water, but also, you know, giving back to the community and making something special out of it. So,
with that being said, guys, we're going to take a little break. We get back. We're going to talk more fishing. Listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040 The Team. We'll be right back.
When I walk through that door tonight, yeah, I'm going to miss her. I've got to buy.
designed by professional guides with four characteristics that all high-end fishing rods have: durability, sensitivity, stability, and value. Built to use under all fishing conditions that every angler faces, there is no rod that covers more of your fishing needs. Ohiro series rods include gold, platinum, signature, specialty kayak, and tournament rods. A rod for every angler. Whether you're a recreational angler, guide, or tournament professional, they have a rod that will be as versatile as your fishing condition. Find Ohiro rods at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or www.justforfishing.com.
Precision Tackle manufactures the best performance floats on the market today. The Cajun Thunder, Back Bay, and Blue Water Thunder all offer quality floats that is the industry's first weighted surface disturbance course with a noise-attracting click. No gimmicks, just a quality float that delivers trip after trip. Take it from me, Captain Jason Prieto. These floats will put more fish on the boat. From the original Cajun Thunder to the all-new Back Bay Thunder, you will catch more fish. You can pick one up at Tampa Fishing Outfitters or other retailers near you.
The Come On Man segment brought to you by Alify Marine, located at 6128 Lewis Ave in Gibsonton, Florida. You can reach them at 813-671-2628.
And welcome back to our third episode of the show. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040. The team, myself, Captain Jason Prieto, is in the studios. Travis Yackel.
Right here.
He is here.
Right, Joe.
We got special guests.
Justin Whitfield.
There you go. I'm going to let you stand.
And her good friend, Aaliyah.
I've messed up enough today. I'll let you mess up the rest of the
show. They're doing a great job not only here this evening talking with us, but with what they got going on as far as their efforts and pushing the fishing world. So we're definitely excited to have them here.
I do want to throw this out there that I've messed up a couple times on air, but you actually did it in writing. On the brochure.
Why are you digging up bones, man? Randy Travis?
Just throwing it out there, man. I'm just throwing it out there.
I apologize. Sincerely, okay. I apologize.
It's okay. Everyone does.
I don't want to do a flyer and put all the other stuff together. So.
Our last names, I don't even correct them anymore. I'm just
how
do you say it? I'm like, however you want to say it. I don't even care.
I was out of line, and I apologize. It'll never happen again.
I couldn't help it. I took the heat for you, though. It was good.
Yeah.
I got
a come on man this week since we're on come on segment. I do have one. No, man.
Because I missed last week?
Yeah, well, you are. You're constantly a come on man. But I was down south fishing this past week, and I was doing some tarpon fishing. I spent one day down there, so it was kind of a stressful trip. So I ended up, got to beat on some fish, got down there, kind of put a pattern together that I normally fish when I go down there, and ended up finding some tarpon. Saw quite a few of them rolling, kind of doing a prospect, you know, just kind of idling around, watching for some fish, putting some GPS points in, kind of get an idea where I'm going to fish. Well, I see another guy in a tower boat kind of running up and down. Well, I end up posting up. We fly fish. He goes by, sees me. So I end up packing up shop. We waited about another hour, got hot. So we took a little run, went and looked for some other fish. Well, we end up coming back. The guy, he did a donut around my boat. He idled around my boat. So I come back. The guy's sitting on my spot, right where my numbers were.
That's nice.
Tarpon fishing. I said, okay, so I said, we'll just go off to the side of him. There's plenty of fish there. So we end up getting back up, and I look on the front of the boat, and the guy's waving, right? Come here. So I'm going over there. Well, it's just getting to the right part of the tide that I really wanted to fish. Long story short, I end up having to tow this guy in. He goes, man, can you take me back to Ponce? I was like, yeah. I tow the guy all the way back to the freaking boat ramp, okay? Turn around, come back, and it's a lightning storm. I can't fish in the area that we wanted to fish because
you got rewarded for doing the right thing. Huh?
Yeah. So it's like, come on, man. So, I mean, we sat there for like an hour and a half and literally watched the storm blow across where we wanted to fish. And in like the last hour, we pulled in and stroked two tarpon. So it ended up being a good thing. But it was a complete, I was like, come on, man. The whole time I'm idling back to the boat ramp taking this.
I ought to put him on plane.
Dude, and it was a tarpon guide. So here was the best part of it is we get off the boat. And I get them back to the ramp. They get off the boat. The clients come over to my boat and want my business card because they said their trip was absolutely horrible and they saw us fly a tarpon and they want to get on my boat and go fishing.
Well, I don't know if any guy that says their trip's good if they broke down.
Holy smokes, man. And the guy's a well-known tarpon guide. I mean, I'm not going to say names because I'm not that guy, but he was a well-known tarpon guide. And I was pretty...
We all have them.
Well, maybe. I got kind of digging around and found a little bit more. But anyway, he's my come-on man this week. And it was a rough situation, but... Chasten, you guys got any funny stories? This is kind of our funny story segment or little joke or story. You got anything that was kind of funny? I know with the kids, there's got to be some funny stuff.
We took this boy who had, oh my gosh, it's a long name that like is like gibberish.
Sounds like you.
Sounds like mine.
He has a bone disease or a skin disease or something.
It's his like bones.
And
oh.
Yeah, and there's no cure. So we took him fishing with Captain Nate, and we were catching little snook and stuff, and then my buddies pull up in front of us and catch a huge snook. It was 42.
Wow. It's a big one. That's a pig. Yeah.
So they were fishing up in front of us. We were fishing back behind them. So their fish got stuck on the rocks by us. So Captain Nate was like, hey, well, why don't you jump on our boat, and we'll get the fish and land it. And so then I went up to him and said, hey, can this kid take a picture with the fish? He's never seen a fish this big. And he was like, yeah, sure, go for it. So he took a picture with the fish and stuff, and the mom and the little boy, Hunter, was like, oh, my gosh, what did you guys catch that on? And my buddies go, oh, secret. They see a pinfish. And he's like, they're fishing with sheep's head. Like, close.
That's funny.
It's funny when you get fishing with kids is awesome because it's like a clean slate. So a lot of them, you know, they don't know all the details or anything. So everything is an adventure. Yeah, even the bait well. I mean, I had a 3-year-old out on the boat this year.
Well, that's pretty young. So
it was. And
that's pretty young.
It's kind of a long story, but I was like really weary about it. But she wasn't booking the trip unless I would take the kids. And I said, you know what, let's do it. So we did mackerel.
It was awesome.
They caught like 2 mackerel. We caught a bunch of them, but the kids caught like 2 and they were done. They played in the live well for like the next 3 hours. It was like awesome. I ended up catching like a puffer fish in my net, so I left it in the live well. And they had more fun out of playing with that puffer fish than the whole fishing trip, you know, combined. So the kids definitely make it fun and interesting, that's for sure.
On my, when we fish tournaments and stuff, there's this one girl who is insane. She is crazy. We call her Flounder Pounder.
Oh.
It was the first tournament we've ever fished as a team, the crossweight. And we get to the spot. We've caught every single fish but a flounder. And flounder were 25 points and then an extra 4 points per pound. So we're like, we just need like 1 flounder. That's all we'll be happy with. So we get to the spot. We get a flounder. It's about like maybe barely 10 inches. And it comes off and she jumps in the water after it, grabs it, holds it up, and then it flops out of her hand and goes back in the water. She just like sits there. She's like, what?
That's the worst, especially in a tournament, when it's like right there.
That crossweight tournament, it's been around for years.
It's been around for a while. I've fished it a couple times.
Yeah, but it's of course, before we were guides. Let's go ahead and put that disclaimer out there.
Yeah.
We were the first girls team to fish it and win.
Really? So, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
That tournament, it's like a Bradenton deal. Everybody does it. Mm-hmm. It's a huge tournament. I remember fishing that, and we fished all night. And through the day, when I got done, I was like, I ain't doing this no more, man. It was way too hard. We say we slept with the truck or something. I'm like, there's no way. I mean, because we didn't live down there, so and we didn't do good either. I mean, it was just, you know, one of the things where we just spun our wheels the whole time. This was probably 15 years ago or whatever. But it was a big tournament. It's cool how many people show up for that tournament. And it's like the big tournament of the town. So it's a pretty cool little tournament.
Speaking of tournaments, real quick, let's throw one more just in case our listeners.
South Shore Anglers this weekend. Got our boys at the South Shore Anglers.
They're
doing
having a tournament this
longest
weekend.
Longest redfish tournament.
Longest redfish. Danny texts me and goes, hey man, fishing a redfish tournament this weekend. Can you point me in the right direction? I said, yeah, right out there in the
water. Tell him to go on the other side of the skyway. That's all, by the way.
And tournaments. We got another tournament coming up. The Kitty Pole Classic, which we'll let Chasten throw the information out for that once again.
All right, it is Sunday, October 16th, and it starts at 8 a.m. It is at the Palmasola Boat Ramp, and it is only $25 to enter. And all the money, every single penny, goes straight to the organization, Face Autism. Like, they take the money and physically hand it to the president, I guess you could say, or director, and she walks away with it.
You know, that is so good that you guys are giving 100%. You know, the problem with charities, some of them have gotten a bad name over the years, and they, you know, they take all this money in, and some of the really big ones, and by the time they pay all their executives.
Expenses.
Yeah, expenses or executives making way too much money, there's probably like 20% of it going to the actual calls.
Right.
And it's like you're defeating the whole purpose. I do understand that there's cost involved in running a huge charity, but at what point are you paying these people too much?
Right.
You know, and it just, you know, you're putting time and effort into this, and you're obviously passionate about it, and to put 100% back into it, I commend you on that for sure.
Which brings me another one real quick before I forget is we got another one of those coming up, which is Hooked on Hope.
Yes.
Captain Lori Deaton, she's going to be in the studio with us next week, guys. She does an event called Hooked on Hope, which benefits breast cancer. So that's another big tournament that we both guide in. And
Lori does a great job.
Does an awesome job, not only for the people that are the sponsors and the participants in the tournament, but also the cancer survivors and the living cancer, you know, patients, I guess you could say. But she does a great job with that tournament as well. And so a lot of good stuff that happens in October. So if you're looking to get on the water, there's a number of tournaments to fish. You can fish the Kiddie Pool Classic. We got Hooked on Hope. I know there's a couple more floating around there. I just can't think of them. But definitely a good time to get out and do some fishing. But with that, I think that leads us to our next break.
Take a little break.
So we're going to take a little break. Pay some bills, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show on Tent Sports Talk 1040, The Team.
Catch more fish? Try Ohiro's 100% fluorocarbon leader. It's by far the most invisible fluorocarbon on the market today, with superior abrasion resistance to meet any rugged saltwater conditions. Ohiro fluorocarbon leader is easy to tie and comes in all strengths to fit every angler's needs. Used by many tournament anglers and charter boat captains, Ohiro fluorocarbon leader should be in your tackle box.
See them at www.justforfishing.com, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or any of your major tackle shops.
The ultimate convenience in organic food delivery is at your computer. OrganicHealthyMe.com is America's first choice for home delivery of organic, natural food, personal care, and pet products. All of the non-GMO verified foods, coconut products, and vegetables at deep, deep discounts. Go to OrganicHealthyMe.com to see daily specials from brands you're familiar with, such as Bar Harbor, Amy's, Eden, Enjoy Life, and many more. Hundreds of brands to choose from, all delivered to your door on time, at your convenience. No more hassle running around town to try to find your favorite natural and organic foods or personal care items. Your pet will love the variety and healthy products. Go to OrganicHealthyMe.com for a food delivery service you'll use many times over. OrganicHealthyMe.com, fueling the food revolution. OrganicHealthyMe.com is endorsed and featured on News Talk Florida and SportsTalkFlorida.com.
Hurricane fans, there's still time to join the Miami Hurricanes and head coach Mark Richt for the 2016 football season. You can now start your season ticket package with the October 8th matchup against Florida State. To become a season ticket holder, visit HurricaneSports.com or call 1-800-GO-CANES. That's HurricaneSports.com or call 1-800-GO-CANES. Don't have a ticket to Florida State? And for the remaining games, check out HurricaneSports.com or call 1-800-GO-CANES.
Hey, it's Gene Simmons. You're listening to Sports Talk 1040 right here. But you knew that, didn't you?
Want to fish with one of the hosts of the Tampa Fishing Outfitters radio show? All you have to do is give us a call, 813-373-2610. And now it's time for the Captain's Tip of the Week.
This segment brought to you by PowerPole Shallow Water Anchors. Swift, silent, and secure. For more information, go to PowerPole.com.
Hey, and welcome back. You're listening to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040, The Team. Myself, Captain Jason Pareto's in the studios.
Captain Travis. Right beside. And we got Chastin Whitfield.
Hello.
And our friend Aaliyah here hanging out with us, guys. They're promoting their foundation. Is it a foundation? Let me get it right. Is it a just an organization,
it's a
charity.
Everything thing.
It's an everything thing. It's a good thing, guys.
Basically, I mean, you don't have to fish the tournament if you guys just want to give money to her calls.
$20
$20
$10 $5
Yep. She got
$5.
Shirts. They got some really cool shirts.
We got new Chastination shirts.
If you guys want to help out and support, you can get a shirt. I think we said at $35.
$35
for the shirt. All the proceeds from that as well go to Chastain.
From the shirts?
Yeah.
The shirts go to Chastination, which
supports
and a couple people that take terminally ill kids fishing.
Right.
And they forget about their troubles for the day.
What are your future goals on this? Have you looked, like, down the road? I mean,
yeah.
You have a really good thing going,
and you
really, what surprised me is that some people at a young age, they have, like, a good idea, and they start doing it, and they kind of get sidetracked, because it actually turns into work, as I'm sure you're seeing.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, but you're doing more than going through the motions. So what do you see down the road? What's your ultimate goal?
Eventually, I want to have a TV show that gets kids out fishing more or gets anyone out fishing, and I've been thinking about this a lot, especially over the summer. I'm not positive if I want to have it going towards, like, getting kids out fishing or just, like, it's hard to explain. Like, at first I wanted to, like, go travel to Tampa and then take some, like, little 12-year-old or something and he'd take me fishing, like, all the fishing shows right now. But since I started taking terminally ill kids fishing, I'm thinking about doing that instead.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think that's
a lot more rewarding, you think, maybe?
Because you can see the reaction on their face, because they don't, this is like some of them are in the Make-A-Wish Foundation or something, so they're not really going to be.
And as a charter captain, you know, again, and I'm going to keep doing it, but hats off, because we were talking about on the way over. I had a good client of mine call me and ask me if I was able to accommodate a handicapped person on my boat, you know, and do a trip. And I said, you know, with the way my boat's set up, it's just really tough to get a wheelchair in the boat, you know. And so I kind of pawned it off. And I said, you know, I'll make some phone calls, which I'm going to, and hopefully I can find him a boat to go on. But, you know, dealing with somebody like that, and I shouldn't put it maybe that in that term, but dealing with somebody who has special needs, to take them out fishing and to have an experience like that, takes special patience, takes, you know, a special drive to be able to, you know, handle all the little situations that take place and still go out and have a good time. And so I imagine that's something that you've kind of figured out as you've taken and gone fishing with some of these kids. And so
it's not about catching fish, it's the experience.
Exactly. And that's what I mean by it. So, you know, start with the experience and then, you know, the fish comes second. And so being able to do that and still have a good time and still be interested in it, you know, like I said, is hats off to you, because I know it can be stressful at times. So.
Oh, yeah.
And again, one more time, we're on our last segment here. Give the information they want to sign up for the tournament or if they'd like to donate to your calls or just help out. I'm sure you could always use some help.
I'm going to have Aaliyah do it this time.
Oh.
It's quiet over here.
It's Sunday, October 16th, and it's $25 for the entry fee, and all boats must be checked in for the Nerf gun start at 8 a.m.
Now, real quick,
what are the species?
Yeah, I was going to say, what are we fishing for?
It depends on, like, what category you fish in. Like,
okay.
I think, like, the kids is, like, 3 to 10 or something. No, like, 3 to 8. Around
it's
there.
It's set up to where we have age groups.
Yeah, there's everything. Like, you can catch a stingray and win. Some kid caught a gar last year and won. And I think for, like, juniors, like, 13 to, like, 17 or whatever it is. It's only trout, redfish, and snook.
Okay, so we up the game a little bit as we move
up the age here.
So
I also need to throw some out there. Alify Marine got my engine taken care of again.
Alify Marine, those are my
our
boys
good friends,
right there,
Beagle, man, they're awesome.
And if anybody ever messes with me, I'm calling Beagle.
No,
like if you ever need your motor just moved, you just call Beagle. I'm sure he just.
He's big and he's from Ruskin. That's scary. That's a bad mixture right there.
I'm not the biggest guy. You ought to see me by Beagle, man. It's like I feel like I'm one of those like old school wrestler like WC. I feel like I'm like his call man, or, you know, the guy that introduces them all.
Yeah.
Here comes Beagle.
These guys, man, I'll tell you what. They have bought that business a few years ago, and they've carried the name. And it's funny, I talked to him the other day. We were talking a little bit, and I picked my boat up, and you know, he just said, man, we're slammed. And I said, that's a good thing. That means you're doing things right.
It
when you're busy,
to that point, that means you're doing things right.
Especially and, this time of year as we're coming out of that.
Yeah, we're in September, man. We're in the off season.
People are starting to winterize and you know, pack it in a little bit. But, I wish they would more. There's still a lot of people on the water.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't too bad today, but yeah, just want to say thanks because, you know, we always, I think the way society is, we typically like to bash people when they do bad stuff, but when good stuff happens,
you fail to mention it. Yep.
So I want to throw that out there.
And another one is Tampa Fishing Outfitters, guys. I mean, we always, me and Jason have been working with those guys, and I know we've kept talking about our school. And we do have one coming up. We've kind of worked some things out with Mr. Lee.
We got to put that together.
Thanks again, Mr. Lee. But that's something we're going to be working on. We're going to be putting our school together, fishing school. And we'll have some information coming out about that. But the other thing is that if you guys don't, if you remember, we had these cups. We were doing a promo on those a couple weeks ago. I've been using mine.
We're going to have more promos.
We're
going
to get more
too.
Promo products to start bringing in and try to push some things out like that. But, next week, guys, real quick, before I forget, we do have Captain Lori Deaton coming in with Hooked on Hope, big tournament coming up. Ladyfish Charters, veteran captain on the South Shore.
Lori's been guiding longer than I have.
Yeah,
and she's, you know,
great,
what I mean about Lori?
Great.
She's always nice to be around.
Exactly, man. Always a pleasure to be around. Helps us out a lot. She does organizes a lot of corporate events, so we're really excited to have her. And we're also... extremely excited to have Justin Whitfield and Aaliyah in today. So we thank you guys for coming out. One more time before we get to the end of the show here, let's talk one more time. If anybody wants to support or get involved with Justin's cause here, we're going to let them take it over for just one more minute and give out their information. So listen to this and get involved.
All right. So the Kitty Pole Classic is on Sunday, October 16th. All boats must be checked in by the Nerf gun start at 8 a.m. It's only $25 to enter, so it's $25 per boat. And it is at the Palmasola Boat Ramp, also known as the Causeway. But, and to put in my own little plug, I have these new shirts, and they're only $35, and the proceeds go to help me take terminally ill kids fishing.
What sizes do you have?
I was about to say, because I might be interested.
For my
you
all,
have men's
yes,
sizes?
Yes, yeah. I do.
Are they pink sleeves too?
How small do you guys get down to?
Like
3 year
small,
old,
like
4 year
small?
Old small,
yeah. Kitty small. Oh, no kitties.
No
kitties.
Oh.
No
kiddies.
So Jason, you can't get one.
I know.
He wanted to get one. He wanted like a size.
I like them kind of snug.
Yeah,
I like them kind of
it.
Snug.
I had the stomach.
Wait, real quick, do you guys have any sponsors you want to thank?
Well, we do have events coming up with sponsors.
Okay.
So there's the Florida Sportsman Expo, which is October 8th and 9th, and it's sponsored by Ahi USA Cast Nets. And then there's the Very Special Kids Fishing Tournament, which is October 22nd. And then there's the Mullet Event on November 5th. And then there's a Day of Fishing at Hubbard's Marina with children with a Proxia group. And then there's also several schools and Girl Scout seminars that we'll be doing.
Cool.
That's a lot of good stuff, so, man.
Yeah.
That's a full schedule, guys. Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
Well, we got about a minute left here, Travis. So don't forget, next week we're going to have Lori from Ladyfish Charters, Captain Lori Dean. She's going to be talking fishing with us. She's also going to be talking about the upcoming Hooked on Hope, which proceeds go to breast cancer. I don't know. Can't remember which. We'll let her fill us in on the...
we'll save
details.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, all the good stuff. But I will tell you, there's a few. We do 15 tournaments a year. That is a fun,
it's a blast.
Fun tournament.
It is a blast.
You have guys out there dressed up in like bomb bombs, pink with oh my god.
The first year we did it, and I won't go into it far. I'll save it for next week. But the first year I went in, I ended up with pink hair, like. All this stuff, and you feel normal, that's the thing. And it's like, if you don't, like, you know, I was like,
then
shit,
you,
like, guys, you feel like the abnormal person, so you kind of got to get wild with it, but it's a fun event.
Well, guys, we appreciate you guys coming in.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Travis, been another great show.
It has.
And you guys out there, until next Sunday, catch some fish. Tight lines.
Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stone.